The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to have lots of football talk today. And it's A.J.'s Friday. So let's do this. It's a Bombshell Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You probably should just use that to text, though, because we're not going to take any calls because we're on the road. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if it's a Thursday, man, we got football tonight. We got a game we both like from a betting perspective.
Yeah.
I've had a pretty good day today. I got to play some poker this afternoon. Ready to rock and roll, man. Let's do this. And we're at Bombshells in Pearland. After
I got to have Killens for lunch, so that's always a good day. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I've got the Cyclone Grilled Chicken coming from here.
Oh, nice.
So that I will be able to comment on the food.
Cyclone, I don't even know what that means, but when you say Cyclone Chicken, it's like, oh.
It makes the chicken sexy.
Yeah, it sounds better than just chicken.
It's like, I'll have the grilled chicken.
Because normally grilled chicken, not sexy.
Right. If you just say grilled chicken, people are like, okay, yeah, you're a wuss.
Yeah.
But Cyclone Grilled Chicken, badass.
Yeah, I'm super struggling with the interwebs here. I don't know why.
Yeah, I got on in like 2 seconds.
You got on to the guest.
Yeah, and I don't.
Hey, can you go see if you can find a password for that thing, Voldemort?
I don't want to say it's because I came here last week when we were supposed to be here and sat down and logged on.
You got in ahead of the game. That was
maybe
the move.
Maybe that's what it was.
That was maybe the move.
But hey, I know we're going to talk about them later, but a little shout out for my friends at Lions. I went and played their noon sit and go tournament. It's a $100 tournament. You get 10,000 starting stack. It moves pretty quick. One, two of the starting blinds.
How long did you play for?
Lasted a little over an hour.
Okay.
Finished, I think, fourth out of
ten. How long did the tournament last?
Another 20, 30 minutes. Time.
Okay.
So it's kind of perfect for guys like us that have a radio show to do. Okay, 4:02. That's
pardon me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's
I
kind
took
of
a sweet tea to go.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's your chicken.
Yep. And
here it's Cyclone Chicken.
Yeah. See, it looks like a cyclone.
I want to see what the.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
They just got a bunch of stuff on top of the chicken.
It's got some barbecue on top of
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's
all
got
right.
some tortilla chips. But if you notice, I also got green beans. I'm going relatively healthy today.
Okay.
But, no, it's a really cool tournament. Like, you'd sneak out for lunch and play it. It's not one that's going to last 4 hours. And those really appeal to me right now.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Just ready to rock and roll. We got a game tonight. And your Dynamo won some kind of cup last night. I could tell because I was sitting on my balcony and heard screams every time they scored a goal.
What place does that put them in?
They're still in whatever last place they're in the
okay.
MLS. But
so, does I mean...
All I know is the main thing is they get to play in something called the CONCACAF Champions Cup next year.
Okay. Is that like the World Cup?
No, it's not. But if you win that, you get to play.
Soccer's got too many cups.
Yeah.
It's too confusing.
Yeah. But I guess there was a pretty good crowd there because they were damn loud when they scored their goal. Because
yeah.
I was sitting out there going, what the hell is that? Oh, yeah, there's a Dynamo game tonight. Totally forgot. It escaped me. I don't know if you saw it today, but Granato went through on Sports Map and did the Astros playoff roster. And here's a tease to tomorrow. Barry did his as well. And there's going to be some guys left off this thing that are pretty good players.
Like, who are you thinking is going to be left off?
Well, teasing ahead to Barry's, he left Peacock off his.
Ooh, that would surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean,
Granato did not.
A pretty versatile guy.
Yeah, here's who he had. He has Gurriel, Altuve, Correa, Bregman, White, Gonzalez as your infielders.
Okay.
Springer, Reddick, Kemp, Mariznick.
Okay.
McCann, Maldonado as catchers. Gattis as DH. Starters, he's got Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, Morton. And I think that one's kind of up in the air, obviously. He has no You know what he doesn't have on his roster is Lance McCullers.
Lance McCullers, yeah. Does Barry have a Lance McCullers?
Yeah, he's got McCullers on and Peacock
off. Okay.
So Osuna, Rondon, Presley, Sipp, McHugh, Peacock, James, and Smith. They both have James making the roster.
No Framber, huh?
No, it'd be kind of hard because he's a he's a starter. And
He's been a short-time starter. Yeah. I would think of it more as long relief in this situation, but
I think you've already got that guy.
If you've got McCullers
James,
or Peacock,
right?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting because you're actually going to leave. Like Will Harris probably isn't making this.
Probably
team.
Not.
And I think Barry speculated that if the Astros go with fewer hitters, that Kemp might not make it. Cause
no, I don't. I can't picture a scenario.
I can't
where
picture
he doesn't.
That either. But you know.
Especially because who else would you like? Who would be your fourth outfielder? Are you talking about playing Gattis in the outfield or Marwin?
Well, I mean, I think he's got Mariznick as a third, basically.
But, I mean, when you, I think you're, I'll be I honest, think I'd rather have Tony Kemp on the team than Jake Mariznick.
You're using, I'm blanking now. What's his face? Who plays all over the place?
Marwin.
You're using Marwin out there, and Mariznick is your fourth.
Man,
yeah, Gonzalez.
I don't know if I like that. I think Kemp has earned his spot on this team.
I do too, but
I think that guy's exceeded everybody's expectations.
But it is kind of fair to say that he and Mariznick sort of overlap a little bit for what you would use them for, which is late inning defensive replacement / pinch runner.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with having two of those.
You know where they don't overlap?
Batting average.
There's about a 55-point gap keeping them from overlapping. Jake Mariznick's a .212 hitter.
Yeah, but you're not going to – hopefully you're not using him in a role other than that, right? Like late inning defensive replacement, pinch runner.
And I'm not saying I'm not saying Mariznick shouldn't be on the team.
No, I would have
I think you're better off having that extra outfielder and keeping Marwin as a utility option if you need him. I just think that – your best starting outfield is going to be, especially because Reddick isn't there. I mean, Kemp might be the second best outfielder on this team right now.
Especially if Reddick hits like he did last year in the playoffs.
Yeah. So I feel like if I were like, okay, I'm taking,
obviously. Is his name really Boner?
That's O'Connell. He's playing against Boner.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a golfer named Boner.
Yeah. He's everybody's favorite golfer.
Okay. By the way, there's lots of great TVs here. Ours happens to have golf.
Yeah.
I just looked up and saw Boner, really?
Boner.
Maybe it's Bonaire. Maybe it's French.
I just don't understand. I mean, in Kemp's case, if I were ranking the outfielders to take to the playoffs, okay, Springer 1, I think Kemp 2. He'd be my second guy.
I think I'm with you.
And, yeah, I don't – I mean, I understand that Mariznick has value defensively, but it's not like – Tony Kemp's a bad defensive outfielder. He's pretty solid.
No, he is pretty solid.
So I don't. I'm gonna disagree with that one there. And especially, I mean, yeah, I'm looking up the stats.
I mean, he had him on the roster, but he said if they were to go with fewer hitters, that would be the guy. I'm not saying he didn't put him on there, but
of the
he made him sound like that would be the guy that you probably leave off
of the Mariznick, Marwin, Reddick triumvirate. Tony Kemp is a better hitter than all three of those guys.
I agree. Reddick would be the guy I'd leave off.
I might leave him off
an
too,
outfielder.
Yeah.
Just knowing what he did last year. But you know what? And I think let's say both Barry and John made the same point. Much better pitching going in this year, not as dynamic hitting.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Not as dynamic. That's how you put it.
Yeah, well, they're not the unstoppable force at the plate they were last year.
Right.
They remind me a lot of the Indians, frankly.
The pitching is better, although I think Keuchel's going to have to be better than what he's been of late.
Well, and that's going to be another big question is how you set your rotation up. And, you know, if Keuchel is your third guy or even second guy, so you go right, left, right, you know, is that – do you trust him in this
situation? I think talking – like we talked about this. In a five-game series, he's got to be your third guy. Because if you get to a game five, you'd much rather have Cole or Verlander than Keuchel, right?
Yeah. Matt says, good luck, guys, trying to talk football with these hearings. I got you on the earbuds and the hearings on the big TV.
God, it's going crazy, man.
I mean, honestly, I haven't been able to read Twitter because everything is so vitriolic. That, I mean, my God, I hope everybody unfollows everybody after this.
Let me this Kavanaugh guy, like, he's getting feisty now. He's been very subdued and very quiet through all of this, and all of a sudden now he's yelling. He's getting hot and bothered. I like it. Let me ask you this, and I don't want to get into politics talk too much, but this is obviously a pretty big story. Let's just say for a minute that you were a staunch Republican. Okay, can you put yourself in those shoes for a minute?
Well, I'm an 80s Republican, which means that I'm...
Nope, I'm talking about a modern, staunch Republican.
Well, you're talking about, like, way right-wing,
yes.
No dinosaurs.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No abortion,
yeah.
Okay, you're that guy now. You really want Kavanaugh to be your justice, right? Let's just say, worst-case scenario, this thing runs out for a year or 6 months, whatever. Let's just say at the end of 6 months or a year, they say, okay, he really did do this. We can't put him on the Supreme Court. Trump still gets to appoint another guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real loss there. It's still going to be a conservative guy on the Supreme Court. Whereas, let's say you push him through now before you figure everything out. Like, we got to get this guy. Because that's what Twitter, right-wing Twitter says. This is all fake news. Put him in now. Push him through. Let's say you push him through, and then 2-3 years from now, maybe the president is a Democrat. And then they find out, oh, Kavanaugh really did do this. There's been some new evidence come to light. We've got to pull him off the Supreme Court. They're not going to go back and say, hey, Trump, who was your second choice? No, they would say, hey, new president, who's your choice? So... It's to me, there's just way more risk involved than need be to push the guy through. I don't know if that guy did it or not. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to prove anything. It's very he said, she said. You know what doesn't prove that he didn't do it? Him coming up with a calendar from 1982 or whatever. Like, anytime I don't know about you when you were in high school, Fred, but if you were going to commit crime, did you write it down on a calendar that you were going to do that?
Oh yeah, I have.
You have your crime
calendar? All my crimes are like detailed all the way back. No, I've never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 4th, going to a party, probably going to cover a chick's mouth and throw her onto the bed and grope her. No, nobody writes that down. So again, I don't know if this guy did it or not. I'm just saying, let it all play out. What's the rush?
Deletes from his notes. No, I'll be honest with you. I'm totally out on national politics.
It's crazy.
I don't care whether the guy gets in or not. It means nothing to me. I'm going to focus what I can impact, which is local stuff, which is why I'm behind the firefighters here. I mean, it doesn't matter who gets in the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter who gets elected to me. I don't care. I think the people in Washington, whatever side they're on, are useless. They're not good at their jobs. And they're influencing people who are so easily influenced that they all think that they're, oh, this has to be right or this has to be wrong. I don't care. I'm out on it. And I know that that's, you know, not popular because you're supposed to have an opinion about everything.
Right.
And most of it force-fed to you. I don't care. I don't care if he gets in or not. I'm just not interested. I'm going to do my best to get these local elections.
I can't help but be fascinated by it. I just feel like, the way people think is what fascinates me. The way people feel about this kind of stuff and how emotional it gets them. And like you said, it's nothing you can have any effect on. I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But people are still so charged up about it. I love it. I love to see people get worked up over things that have nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I mean that part. I know you like that. I have not been on Twitter today at all since I tweeted out this morning what's on SportsMap because I'm. You know, the people I like and respect are being so stupid on there that I can't even read it.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, I'll tell you something really smart. If you've got some credit card bills and you got good credit and you want to save a bunch of money, how about consolidate those with Lightstream? You can refinance with a consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Depends on how much you have on your cards, but yeah, you could save thousands because they believe people with good credit should be rewarded. And you should get a great interest rate. You should get no fees. Check your credit card fees. Those can be silly. And the average credit card interest rate's over 18%. Well, here's what's going to happen with Lightstream. They're going to offer you a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. You could get the funds as soon as the day you apply. And they really want you to take advantage of that good credit. So here's what you do. You could save even more, as a matter of fact, with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred, F-R-E-D, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
You ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Ryan, who back in May wasn't a company man because he was a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, he started his IT career doing something that he loves, making more money, driving a company car. If you don't love what you do, change it, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. They don't care. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
She's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Bombshells in Pearland. I was hoping you'd go a little longer with that live read so I could dive into this chicken a little more.
Sorry, man.
The Cyclone Chicken is a winner. Cyclone Grilled Chicken. A very cool place, man, and what I like about this, I mean, obviously TV's everywhere. You can come watch whatever sport you want. And the best part for me, it's like 15 minutes. I mean, it's just a straight shot out 288 as long as there's no traffic. So come on by, check it out. Very nice setup here. You can watch whatever game you want and lots of scenery. Just a really cool place. Voldemort loves it. He's like all over.
This is his spot.
He's all about it. So. Yeah. He likes that we have sound on everywhere. So even in the parking lot, they can hear us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
In the
latrine, you mean they can hear us?
Yeah.
The latrine, not the bathroom. Get it right.
Yeah, so very easy to find right off a 288. And
this is a I didn't realize this, but Bombshells is a military-themed restaurant. This is my first time at a Bombshells, just so you know. I've broken my Bombshells cherry today. And I've got to tell you, it's just like when I was in the Army, except there's chicks everywhere. So in that way, it's completely different. That's the one downside to being in the infantry was there were zero chicks. Here, it's almost exclusively women. So I don't know if they got this military theme down quite right. But it works for me.
Yeah, and that's all that matters.
I'm much happier right now than I ever was in the Army. I can tell you that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
If you'd had some of this food, you'd be even happier.
Maybe so. Yeah. Let me tell you, the food wasn't great.
The
food wasn't great.
Yeah. In the Army.
In the Army.
Here,
yeah.
Here it's great.
Let me just clarify. It's great. It's better here because it's not being warmed up in a bag by some chemical water mixture. So yeah, it's much better here.
So I've been thinking about doing something. And by the way, every
nipple piercings?
No, like everybody, of course, is like, what was that, John? Oh, sorry, I didn't realize we had Chris Harris.
Oh, yeah.
There. That's my fault.
You dummy.
All right, let's go to our buddy Christopher Harris, talk a little fantasy.
Hey, John, did we play Christopher Harris's music coming into this segment?
No, I didn't. That's my fault.
That's on you, man, not on Fred. That's on you.
Christopher, we apologize, sir.
I'm happier than AJ ever was in the Army, too.
No, trust me, you are.
So, Christopher Harris, you can follow him on Twitter, at Harris Football. Go check out his website, which whenever anybody asks me for fantasy advice, I say go to harrisfootball.com. Does all kinds of great stuff. What's going on, man?
Well, just getting ready for this game, which should be pretty fun. And I'm flying to Austin tomorrow for my cousin's bachelor weekend that I'm going to be there for like 20 hours of, because that's all I can get away from. So I'll be in Texas tomorrow.
Enjoy our lovely weather here, where it's apparently going to rain forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles, so it doesn't rain here. It's like the only place.
What a life! What a life! That's what you get when you're famous. Hey, Chris, Jimmy Garoppolo's injury obviously wipes him out for the season. I don't know about you, but in my book, at least for the time being, it wipes out just about anybody on that San Francisco offense. Do you disagree, or are you looking at guys like Matt Breda and saying, okay, maybe they're going to be more of a running team now? What do you think the fallout is of the Garoppolo injury?
I mean, in the short term, I agree with you. I don't particularly want to start any of them, but I'm open to the idea that we learn something that's different from what we learned last year. Essentially, I think it is the offense from last year. You know, it wasn't like nobody ever produced good fantasy days. Sometimes Carlos Hyde would. Sometimes Matt Breida did a couple times. Like, it's possible. Marquise Goodwin was okay at times, right? Pierre Garçon got hurt pretty early last year. But we're pretty much going back to 2017 when the 49ers couldn't win a game, and I don't expect they're going to be very good this year without Garoppolo either. I don't think it means you cut everybody who's a 49er on your team, because everyone's got to eat. You know, everyone's going to have the ball at least 20 minutes a game, as many as, you know, 30, 35 minutes a game with the 49ers. Let's assume it's going to be more like 20. But there are numbers to be had, but it's like you're not going to be excited about starting those guys. You're just going to hope to luck into stuff.
Christopher Harris is our guest, and I'm kind of curious, and I see you have Deshaun Watson 11th. I mean, we've got three games now, and the numbers have been good from a fantasy perspective. Do you still kind of believe in him as a QB1, or do you think there's better options now?
I mean, you guys know before the season started I was really low, and I haven't really come off of that. He just hasn't played well. He's just a young quarterback. You know, not everybody can be Pat Mahomes. Well, what am I saying? Deshaun Watson was Pat Mahomes for a few games, right? But inevitably the younger quarterbacks have a lot to learn, and they get fooled and they make mistakes. And Watson's been, he shows a lot of promise. I mean, obviously you take away that garbage drive at the end of last week and there's a lot of yardage. You know, he winds up with 300 whatever yards and an extra touchdown. And the first week was awful. And, you know, at this point, it's not a terrific team. And he's not running that much. He looks comfortable, so he doesn't look like he's hurt, but he's not running that much. And yeah, in the end, I go sort of where I was always, which is like, if you want to start him as a low level quarterback one, that's cool. I think there are going to be some weeks that works out awesome. He's got a lot of variance, but there are going to be some weeks where they just can't move the ball, or, you know, there's too many throws where he's got someone open on an out and he misses him by 5 yards into the ground or 6 yards over his head. And he's got stuff to work on.
Yeah. What about Dak Prescott at this point? I see you've got him 24th. Are you pretty much punting on him for Cowboys fans?
I mean, it's so frustrating, right? If we've been having this conversation this time last year, and you guys know, I watch every minute of every game. I'm the game film guy. That's what I do. And I would have said this time last year, Dak Prescott is going to be a star, and he throws into tight windows. And, you know, last year we're blaming Dez Bryant, and I'll tell you what, man, nobody separated last year either, and somehow that team won some games. Prescott just won't throw the ball. Honestly, I see Tyrod Taylor. Like, he just won't throw the ball. He gets to the top of his drop, and he just flat out sits on it. And I know, you know, I think the problem with players like Prescott and Taylor and Alex Smith is, you know, like, perfect is the enemy of good. You're not always going to have giant wide open. Do we have to see any more evidence than Thursday night when the first half Tyrod Taylor wouldn't throw the ball? And the second half, Baker Mayfield comes in and throws through windows, and suddenly the Browns look like a real NFL team. And I feel like that's what's holding the Cowboys back right now. It's been really bad quarterback play.
Christopher Harris is our guest. Check him out at harrisfootball.com. And I noticed another quarterback that you've got way down is Derek Carr. I mean, his numbers on the surface from a fantasy perspective seem okay. What's the knock on Derek Carr?
I mean, the issue here is with this league, everybody's fantasy numbers on the surface look okay. Because, I had this stat on the podcast this week. The number 12 quarterback in fantasy right now is Andy Dalton. He's averaging 287 yards and just under 3 touchdowns a game. The number 12 quarterback 10 years ago was Tony Romo. He averaged 213 passing yards and 1.6 touchdowns a game. Like, this is just the league we live in. You can make a case for 25 different quarterbacks because all the numbers look pretty good. But if that's the case, then I guess start Derek Carr. That's cool. There's just going to be a week where he's not all playing all that great and he winds up hurting your team. Honestly, this phenomenon that we're talking about where all these guys, like I'm picking nits with, but they do produce numbers, it makes you think, oh, what I should do is trade Pat Mahomes. What I should do is trade Ryan Fitzpatrick, because if everybody's going to produce numbers, let somebody else have the bonus baby who probably drops off, and I'll take Joe Mixon for him.
What's the Baker Mayfield effect with the Cleveland Browns? How does he impact? I mean, does he fall under your fantasy radar yet? And how does he impact the guys on that team?
Well, again, I mean, quarterbacks are quarterbacks are becoming commodities like kickers almost. Not quite that random, but I definitely So in other words, the Mayfield question is like, I'll leave it open-ended for now. I feel like I don't need to take the risk with him in specific on my fantasy team because there's just so many other guys who are more proven, and I don't have to take on that much risk that he's not ready to be good every week. But I'm with you that just seeing the second half of that game last week, everything's opened up. Suddenly, defenses can't play 8 guys in the box and man on the outside because he'll take a shot where Tyrod Taylor wouldn't. So I'm psyched. I mean, I'd love, it's the Raiders this week. I'm excited to watch it. I'm the only one who's excited to watch it, I think. Probably Browns and Raiders fans aren't excited to watch it, but I want to see Antonio Callaway with a more wide-open offense. Jarvis Landry should be awesome. I'd like to see David Njoku get some targets. Duke Johnson should play more. I can't promise that all of them are immediately, near the top of their positions, but we've had this feeling for years where you can't really expect anything, and I think Mayfield means that we can start expecting stuff.
All right, now let's play a game called Did AJ Make the Right Call or the Wrong Call? I've been hurting at wide receiver in a PPR league, and that's a league that I had Tom Brady and Matt Ryan in. I traded Matt Ryan for Jarvis Landry and Alex Smith. Should I have traded Tom Brady or should I have traded Matt Ryan? Did I make the right call or the wrong call to get Jarvis Landry?
I think I still would prefer Brady. I mean, we'll see. The Patriots really haven't had their offense yet, so it starts maybe with Josh Gordon this week, and then Edelman comes back next week, and maybe this is just the end of the dynasty. And to be honest, if it's the end of the dynasty, you're not going to be sad anyway because you're just going to be a happy person. But I suspect I would rather have Brady, so if I had to do that deal, I would have done Ryan. And I probably would, Alex Smith throw-in is fine, but honestly, I probably value Jarvis Landry more than I value Ryan by himself.
Okay, good deal.
Hey, Christopher, does this both cornerbacks being out for the Rams tonight, does that upgrade any of your Vikings guys or basically what you already had?
It's tough. I feel more comfortable. I do. I mean, it's Sam Shields and Ty Hill on the outside now. The nickel corner is the guy Nickel, Roby Coleman, right? The guy who has got Nickel in his first name. He's a nickel corner. And so he's pretty good. But the outside guys stink, and it's going to disrupt. There's no question. What the Rams have wanted to do so far is leave those two guys on an island and put a lot of pressure on the middle of the field, and they're not going to be able to do that as well. I think, it's tough to say any running back going against those two defensive tackles, Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald, that's not a good matchup. And plus, Dalvin Cook has the hamstring, so just running back in general is a bad position. Otherwise, I'd love to sit Dalvin Cook. You probably don't have that luxury as long as he's playing. But, yeah, like, I can see Stephon Diggs having a big breakout game tonight. And, I mean, Adam Thielen is always sort of the security blanket. I'm a little less scared for Kirk Cousins. There's still a lot of good players in that front seven, but they don't have a great pass rush. And without corners that can stick close for, deep into the down, I have more hope. I'll put it this way. I've got Minnesota plus the 7.
Yeah, I think we're
you
both.
You and me both.
All,
I'm actually on
all
some
three of us.
Minnesota money line action tonight.
So, all right, that's Christopher Harris. You can check him out at harrisfootball.com. He's got a YouTube channel. He's got a little bit of everything. Does a great job. And if you want to know who to start and who not to, go check out his rankings on his website. Christopher, appreciate the time, man. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
All right, let me tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a lot of different providers out there, and that means there's a lot of different offers. And they, sometimes you'll get the free weekends offer. Sometimes you'll get the free nights offer. How about the first week of every month is free offer? How about a cash bonus offer? And that stuff sounds great on the surface. And you may have signed up for one of those deals, and then months later you find out, man, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. Or suddenly there's some additional fees tacked onto my bills. What's going on here? You know where you don't get that? Tri-Eagle Energy. Never happens. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live here at Bombshells in Pearland, right off 288. And if you're a Blitzer just getting off work, you should head out here. Get yourself some of that.
Even if you're not off work yet. To hell with
you know
that
what?
Job.
Yeah,
just
tell
get
your,
up and leave.
Tell your boss, listen, man, I've had enough of your garbage today.
Your job sucks anyway.
Yeah, and
your boss is probably a giant jerk. And what's he going to do? Like, is he going to fire you? Good luck. Good luck finding someone better at that job than you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's what I told David Gow the other day, and he laughed at me.
Yeah.
I said, good luck finding somebody better at the job than me.
Yeah, that's, I signed off at 6:56. I'm not staying till 7 today, I said. I'm out of here. And I said, who are you going to find better than me, Mr. Gow?
And,
except I didn't call him Mr. Gow. I called him like something tough. Like I was, yeah. I called him Chump or something like that. And he was like, you know, AJ, you're absolutely right. You're the best. And I left 6:56. You were there. You walked out with me.
Yeah, yeah.
In a sign of solidarity, which I appreciate.
I'm on your side, man.
Thanks, man.
So, JD is tweeting me, I'm a big supporter of police and firemen, but this time the firemen have it wrong. They get raises over and over, and now they're asking for a 30% raise.
No, they don't get raises over.
They haven't had a raise since 2011. The 30% number is something that it started at 25. Now the mayor's throwing it out at 30%. It's just a blatant lie.
I think, aren't they basically just asking for equal pay to police officers?
Yes. And by the way, for the record, I think both of them are criminally underpaid.
Yeah.
But starting firemen makes $28,000 a year. And for the things they do for this city, and we're not just talking about fighting fires.
I mean, let's be honest.
It's just silly.
You can't live in the city of Houston on $28,000 a year.
God, no. And so I would just encourage you, go back. What day did we have Marty on last week, John? Was it Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday at 4-something, and we had Marty on for a couple segments. I'd encourage you to go listen. And
Boner is getting slapped around
here.
Yeah,
Boner's getting a little limp here.
Yeah, Boner's down right now. I mean, Boner planned on being up today at this point in the match through 30, but he's down right now. And it's never a position you want to be in if you're Boner. He needs to find the hole ASAP.
Well, it's taking him too long to find the
hole.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many strokes.
That's why the other guy's 4 inches up on him.
Too many strokes to get where he needs to get.
Yeah. This poor guy. Yeah, this has got to be like amateurs, right? Because they're not wearing shorts in a real tournament.
No, no. Yeah. It's USGA. That's why.
Oh, okay.
It's not the PGA. This is like AAA golf.
Yeah. It's amateurs. So this guy will, you know. That's too bad. Because if there were a boner playing every Sunday on the PGA Tour.
I'd be interested.
Yeah. I'd be, okay, what stupid puns can we come up with this
exactly.
week?
Exactly.
You know?
And you know he'd be partnering with Tiger more often than not.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiger.
I
boner.
Know where we're going after
the Tiger
round.
Boner pairing.
Oh man, you know, not only here's something else you probably didn't have in the military, scooters.
No scooters. Oddly, they didn't equip me with one of those.
Oh, and for the record. If Mayor Turner wants to come on the show and tell his side of things on that.
You welcome him to it?
He's welcome. I'm not changing my mind, but he's welcome to discuss it with me.
A lot of people have asked about the HBO boxing announcement.
Yeah,
let's
talk about that.
HBO boxing, or HBO, is no longer going to carry boxing, which is unbelievable to me because since I was a child, that was...
Yeah.
They've been the leader in boxing, and... For them to get out of the game completely is a surprise, to say the least. But, you know, there's ESPN stepped up. They got Top Rank. Showtime has stepped up their game. There's a new streaming service that's out. They're streaming boxing. They're streaming the Bellator fights on Saturday. And it's not like a junk fight. It's you know, like you're seeing Rory McDonald, Gegard Mousasi, which is like a really good fight.
Yeah.
And you're going to be as DAZN. I don't know how they even say it, but yeah, HBO instead of sort of battling back in that situation was just like, yeah, I think we're going to get out. And I can see how HBO in the last. I don't know how many years it's been since I've been watching HBO, maybe 25 years, how the landscape for HBO has changed, and maybe HBO, they don't feel like boxing is as big of an earner as it once was relative to some of the original programming they've put out, but there's a lot of people who subscribe to HBO for boxing. The only reason I have Showtime is for boxing. HBO's fortunate because, you know, if Showtime got rid of boxing, I wouldn't need Showtime. I would just say, okay, I don't have Showtime anymore. That's fine. HBO is they're in the position of, oh, well, you're going to want to watch Game of Thrones. You know, the problem is when Game of Thrones is over, which they're finishing up their last season, are people going to still stick around with HBO?
Well, it'll be interesting because, yeah, everybody thought HBO was going to die when The Sopranos went away, but I don't like that they're getting out of it. But as far as us personally, the company that sent us out there, we're still going to do stuff with them. So
yes,
we're fine personally. So it's not like we're still going to get to do some things. But I it's disappointing. But you know, I bet they're looking at it and saying, "Well, Manny is pretty much done now."
Yeah,
who are the next stars? I don't know. I mean,
it could be that.
It's very weird.
It could be that. I mean, I don't know how the Canelo pay per view did. I haven't seen the numbers on that yet. I would imagine it did pretty well. But yeah, I mean, they're not making business decisions like that willy nilly. I mean, clearly they've crunched the numbers and decided that we can do without. So.
Tyler wants to know, but will you still be able to have Bob Arum on the show?
Bob Arum is associated with ESPN now. We may have more access than ever to Bob Arum.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's going to be retired.
Yeah. I don't know that I want to interview him today because I've got a tickle in my throat. And I've been coughing a lot today, so it seems like that might – I don't want to get him on the line and then go into a coughing fit. That would be embarrassing. But – But, yeah, I think we may have unprecedented access to Bob Arum.
All right. Tell
good news. Boner picked up a stroke.
Oh.
Yeah, Boner getting closer. He's getting closer here.
All right.
Only three down now. So good luck to Boner. Good luck finding the hole in as few strokes as possible. He's the five seed. He should be winning this thing. All right, guys, got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet, floors and upholsteries. They took a beating over the summer. Your kids ruined your carpets. I know you're thinking, oh, my sweet angel kids, they would never do that. Your kids are bad, and they walk around in the dirt and the mud, and then they track it in, and then they blame the dog, but it's really your kids. It's your bad kids. You can fix it. Take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpets Cleaning Fall Special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, people like to have those lighter colored fabrics and carpets, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. You don't want that. Get Dirt-Free Carpets Fall Special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They're using the best technology in the game. No soaps, no unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years on your upholsteries, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, if you're looking to get into investing and you want to do it, well, whatever scale you want to do it on, you want to do it fast, you want to do it easy, and you want to do it on a great app, Robinhood is the place to go. And I was using Robinhood for months before they ever came on board with this. It's a great investing app, lets you buy stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free, whatever you want to get into, they've got it. And the cool thing is, they're trying to make their financial services work for everybody, not just the riches out there. It's a non-intimidating way for the stock market newcomers to invest, and you can learn what you're doing on the fly. It's pretty cool. Simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. And there's so many values to this. No commission fees. How about that? Other brokerages are going to charge you up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge you commission fees. Trade stocks keep all your profits. And you can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks. And I keep up with mine every day. I go on my phone and check and see where my stocks are and whether or not I'm buying more stocks. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. How about that? Just sign up at faor.robinhood.com. That's faor.robinhood.com. You don't have to put a lot of money in there either. You can just start off small and see what it's like. And if you want to put a lot in there, you can do that too. That's Robinhood, faor.robinhood.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells. And I'm supposed to tell you that we're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. And it's a Houston thing, Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. And you know what I'm more mad about Mayor Turner about? Apparently he's against the sex robot brothel.
Man, what's his deal?
I don't know. We were friends at one time. We were getting along great.
He's just going against you on every issue now.
Appears so. No, I honestly, all kidding aside, I think he's done some very good things, and I respect a lot of what he's done. I'm just dead set against him on this one. And, you know, in the way he's handled it, frankly. But, you know, and I get that if you pay these guys, then there's other things that are going to have to be cut. But if you ask me, raise my property taxes, I'll do that. This is not something you should be scrimping on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And, you know, do a better job of managing the budget then. We're talking about Canelo Triple G sold 1.1 million pay-per-view buys.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all. But in general, I think, yeah, I don't know how much money HBO was making off boxing in the end. But, you know, it is a sport that, you know, I think we love it, and a lot of people still love it, but it's not one that, well, I don't know, a big fight like that still gets people going, I think.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a business decision, and Yeah, I think the whole way we consume everything is changing so much where, you know, like Netflix is competing with HBO now, and HBO's talking about doing a streaming type thing like that. And I think the whole thing, it's so much different than it used to be, and it's going to be so much more different in 20 years that I don't know what's going to happen with who's doing boxing and who's doing the NFL and who's doing anything. I just think we're, you know, we're in sort of a weird transition phase with how we consume what we watch. Like Amazon doing a, having the two women do the NFL game tonight. I know you're excited about that.
I'll be watching on NFL Network.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You don't
want
to hear Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I prefer to watch on my television. Because I pay for the NFL Network. I'm going to get the most out of it that I can.
I'm sure about that.
That's the only reason why.
Okay.
I bet they're going to do a really, really, really
bang-up job.
Really admirable job.
I know, well, I'm all for, I don't know, I shouldn't even get into this. I just don't understand the point.
Of having them?
Yeah.
Oh, like having the two women on the broadcast? You don't understand the point of that?
Yeah.
I don't either. That's the broadcast crew they picked. I guess they're trying to be different. They can say, hey, this is the first time we've done that anybody's done this, but I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
Like, who's going to listen to that, honestly?
Not me.
Because
it's on NFL Network.
No, right? Stop. I want to hear from people who will listen.
Is anybody going to tune in for that?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Because here's what it boils down to for me. The NFL Network is so much – not that I don't have Amazon Prime. I could easily, you know, push a few buttons and get to my Amazon Prime – but it's much easier to just punch in the number to NFL Network and it's there. Like, does anybody feel like Hannah Storm and who's the other girl?
Well, I don't think it's NFL Network, by the way. I think it's Fox tonight.
I think it's NFL Network.
I think this game's not on it. I thought this was a network game. Last week was an NFL Network.
Oh, no. Well, you mean network like Fox?
Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
But, okay, even if it is, that's easy for me to get to also. Who's Hannah Storm's partner?
Andrea Kramer.
Okay. Is there something about Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer doing the broadcast that will make you go through the extra steps watch it on Amazon
Prime?
That's
what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking the people.
Well, you know my answer is no. I'm a simple man. Well,
even if it was on 26 on your TV and they were on 27, you wouldn't do it.
So right. So
let's be honest.
You can watch the game tonight on Fox, NFL Network, or Amazon Prime. I'll probably just watch it on NFL Network because that's what I'm accustomed to on Thursday nights. I'm a creature of habit, Fred, as you know.
Yeah.
So I will just keep watching where I always watch.
Interesting.
Where will you watch?
I usually watch NFL Network.
Will you tonight or will you test out the broadcast?
It depends because I have to go at some point, got to go pick up the wife from the airport.
Okay.
So I may be watching on my phone.
So you might be on Amazon Prime.
I might. It'll be muted.
No,
yes.
You have to listen and give us a report.
No, I don't. Why do
Actually,
I have
you know what?
Why
You're
am
right.
I the one who
You're
has
right.
to listen?
Well, you brought it up.
Well, yeah.
Jong, this is your assignment tonight. You know, we very rarely assign you homework, Jong, but we need you to watch the Amazon Prime broadcast tonight and come back with a report.
I think I'm busy.
You can't be busy. What do you have going? You're not planning on watching the game tonight?
On Fox?
No. That's the point. You can't. Watching the game on Fox doesn't make you any more busy than watching the game on Amazon Prime would.
Of course it does.
Just watch it. Watch it on Amazon Prime and report back to us, please.
Cricket sound.
Oh. Can we not get anyone to do this?
Anyone? Stop, Drew. If you start watching that, you'll jump up all excited and blow your knee out again. So
fine, I'll tune in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, that would be good of you because...
I mean, it would have to be better than Booger McFarland.
It can't be much worse.
Well, yeah, but he's not on there, so...
Right. Hey, let's...
This will probably be, Troy and Buck, right?
I've got an idea.
What?
Let's... When we come back tomorrow and...
You're not here tomorrow.
Oh, I won't be here. Damn it. So I don't even care. Jong, you don't have to watch it. I don't care. Nobody cares.
No, Jong's filling in for you, so we want him to watch
it. Oh, okay. When we come back tomorrow with all the highlights, Because usually there's game highlights that we run.
Oh, yeah, let's do the Andrea Kramer Hannah Storm highlights.
That's what
that
I'm saying.
That way people don't have to listen if they don't want to, but they'll get to hear it.
Find some really, really horrible calls and use those just to make it sound awful.
You mean like all of them?
Well, I'm not saying that's
what you implied.
I'm not saying that.
Hey, guys, we got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace, and this place is truly a palace. 6134 Richmond Avenue. I was there today playing the noon tournament, and I have to say, George and Najib and the guys over there, they run a great room. I honestly feel like I'm in a casino when I'm there. I mean, it's so clean. It's so high class. And if you're a tournament player, they got something for you all day long, man. That's the best part. That noon tournament's a sit-and-go, and I went and played that today. They've got a 1 o'clock tournament. They got a 3 o'clock Omaha tournament. They got 6:30 tournament. They got cash games all over the place. They got great deals. For the first 10 people, you get $50 in free play, and you get free lunch. So they had full table of cash people doing just that today. Valet, free drinks and snacks. It's BYOB. If you want to do that, you can bring your own alcohol in there. And games everywhere so you can watch. I love this place.
And security inside and out, that's an important thing. You don't want to win a couple grand and then walk out and get mugged. That would kind of suck.
Yeah.
Won't happen at Lions. Their food is really, really good. And they're revamping their menu a little bit, but it's really great food. They've got more tables than they had before. They've got more televisions than they had before. And you can go in there on a Saturday or Sunday. Let's say you want to watch some random-ass ACC game. You want to watch the Wake Forest-Duke game. They'll put it on a TV for you. I mean, they will put it on whatever game you want to watch. They say, we pay a lot of money to have all the channels. You want to watch a sports game, we're going to have it on for you. So they do you right at Lions Poker Palace. And like Fred said, the poker's just great. I'm looking forward to playing there more. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.